Hi there. Well, here we are on episode 4, and the question of the night is, what were you doing when you got the call? Where were you, and what was your reaction? Well, let's see. It was the 25th of September, which was a Tuesday, and it was my husband's birthday. And I had been really busy that day. I had been in meetings, so I had my phone on vibrate. Actually, I think I may have had the phone off for a period of time. And when I got out of my last meeting, I said that I was going to run out and get the birthday stuff that the kids wanted for their dad's birthday dinner that night, because we had gotten his present and everything while we were in Tampa visiting my brother this summer. And we just wanted to, I think Seamus wanted balloons and Liam wanted a particular type of candles. So I left the office. I took a slow walk down to Brown & Company and went through the party floor and ended up getting some candles. Didn't really see any balloons that I liked. Thought that I'd probably go to go into the Washington Mall to Treats and find and have them blow up a balloon there for me. But as I was, instead of going out onto Reed Street, I said, let me go over to the Bermuda Bookstore and look for a particular book that I've been searching for Liam. Because we had been discussing the types of books that he's been reading. And he does love history so much. So I was trying to find a graphic novel that covered some sort of historical subject matter. And I had identified something on Amazon, and I thought, let me see if I could buy it locally before I, you know, go further afield or have the Bermuda Bookstore bring it in. So I was in the, I guess you can call it the kids or young readers section. And I was sitting on a footstool going through the letters of the alphabet looking for a particular author. And I noticed that my phone was vibrating. And I answered it because it was the hospital number. And I thought it was probably something to do with my next appointment or my next dialysis treatment. But it was Dr. Thomas, and she said, we've been trying to get in touch with you for a while. We have a kidney for you. And I was in a state of shock because I couldn't believe what she was saying. I just sort of like was dumbstruck, and I think I said something like, really? I just couldn't believe it. And she said that Dr. Malik had been trying to reach me, and I probably have, was it Dr. Malik? It was either Dr. Malik or Dr. Shandraker that had been trying to get in touch with me, and that I probably have messages on my voicemail, and I need to go home and pack my bag because they're going to have to fly me out today, and it may have to be air ambulance because all the commercial flights will have gone to Boston already. So I actually had to leave the store because I didn't think I could contain myself. I literally wanted to scream. So I went out and basically said, thank you so very much. And I will tie things up in the office, and I will get home as soon as possible, and I will listen out for the specifics related to when I have to be get to the airport. So as I was walking as quickly as I could back to the office, I texted my coworkers while I was trying to reach Aiden. I texted my mom, who was at dialysis at that particular time, and I got back to the office as soon as humanly possible. By the time I got to the office, everybody was like in a tizzy. They were waiting for me to get back. Everyone ended up in my office. We had to basically tie everything up. I had to do the acting form to get that over to the permanent secretary to sign off on. I needed to put an out-of-office notice. By that time, Aiden had gotten my message. He had to tie everything up in his office. He came over to my office to try to help pull everything together. And then we ran down to, drove down to the boys' school to catch them just as they were coming out of school. It meant that Liam was going to miss football practice, which he was a bit disappointed about. But we talked to the deputy principal about what was happening, and then got the boys because we wanted to, tell them what was happening. We had spoken to Aiden's parents, who were going to meet us up at our house. And it just was such a whirlwind. I remember, I had everything, written down that had to be done if I had received the call and had to leave. And the only thing that I couldn't plan for is the fact that my hands would be shaking so much. I couldn't even type my password into the computer. I was just so, so excited. I was shaking. It was kind of crazy. And, it was just such a surreal moment. I think that I did so much planning. I mean, even from the point of view of I knew everything that had to go into my bag. And granted, we're going to get into that tomorrow. But, the fact to actually be packing the stuff was just, I was in a state of disbelief. It was just, amazing that, something that I'd wanted so very much was actually happening. And, I wanted to remember every minute of it. But on the other hand, I just wanted it to happen because, I was just so excited about it. I was a bit nervous about, how the kids would take it. And Liam took it a little bit harder than Seamus did. I don't really think Seamus really understands or understood what was going on, whereas Liam realized that that meant that I was going to be away for a while. And this will probably be a topic for a future podcast, but I have some ideas on how to help Liam work through his feelings that he has been dealing with over the last couple of weeks once I get home. And I think that I'm going to help him do it in a creative writing sort of way. But we'll talk about that in a future podcast as well. But yeah, so that's what I was doing when I got the call. I was in a bookstore looking for books. My reaction was one of excitement and a tad bit of disbelief. So this is a shorter podcast than the last three, but it's probably one of the happiest thoughts of this entire process that I'm very happy to share. You never know when the call is going to come, particularly when you're on the transplant list. I mean, it's probably, I guess it would be the same with even if you do have a live donor, because, while you probably have a inkling that it's going to happen. You know, you don't know who's going to be a match and who isn't. But when you're dealing with a cadaver kidney, you know, it truly is a surprise. And you do have to be ready, and you do have to, you know, have a plan in place on how you're going to deal with everything. And thankfully, you know, we had started planning for this back in 2016. So thanks for joining me tonight. I look forward to the next podcast. And yes, please feel free to share this podcast with anyone you feel needs to hear it. You know, it's not just for me to capture my thoughts and ideas, but hopefully it will help anyone who is about to go through this process themselves. Thank you so very much for your support, and I look forward to future podcasts. Have a great night. Bye.